Today's episode is sponsored by OCM. OCM has everything you need, from university-approved bedding to bathroom essentials to wall decor for your dorm or on-campus apartment. Our listeners can save 20% off using code OCM20. Back to school is coming. Get everything you need all in one place at OCM.
Welcome to the Invisible India podcast. I'm Jessica.
And I'm Abhishek. We are a cross-cultural couple doing life in India, exploring the lesser-known mysteries of Indian culture,
interviewing fascinating figures who have charted new territories, and sharing life as we raise our multicultural family amongst the complexities of modern Indian life. Welcome, everyone, to the Invisible India podcast. It's me, Jessica. As you know, we love to have interesting people on the podcast. And today, Jamie Alter is certainly a rare kind of person who fits that description. Four generations ago, his great-grandfather moved to India from the United States in 1916, and their family has rooted themselves here since then. His father, Tom Alter, was a famous Bollywood actor who charmed audiences with his blue eyes and smooth, fluent Hindi dialogues. But what is it like to be a white person with an Indian passport? Jamie has a fascinating story. Aur main aapko assurance de sakti hoon ki uska dil 100% hai Hindustani. Before we get into Jamie Alter's story, our special guest for today, I am going to take, as usual, our listener question. So today we have something from Meredith in Holland. This fits perfectly with today's episode. She has asked, are there any scenes, subcultures, movements, etc., that you've seen or experienced in India that you think the world is missing out on? I read periodically that India is not paid enough attention to globally. So what would you share with the world about India right now, in this incredibly exciting emerging moment for the country, as that you think an outsider or visitor would not find on their own? Excellent question. Probably could be answered so many different ways from different perspectives and different people. Later in the episode, we talk with Jamie about his experiences and what he thinks that is. So this lines up really well. I would say it's super annoying to me, and it's kind of India's fault that they're labeled as the religious and spiritual capital of the world. You know, we've exported yoga, we've exported namaste, we've exported Ayurveda. While those are really important aspects, there's another side of India that is booming and modern and progressive and transformational. And people sometimes kind of falsely dichotomize those two things. How can India be ancient and spiritual and mystical while they're also some of the tech giants of the world? Where, like, without Indian technology, our world would be way behind where it is now. I think that is one thing that's super fascinating, where there's kind of a hole there, and I think that that needs to be paid attention to more. There's also something really interesting in the Indian psyche about being fully traditional and fully modern at the same time. I think that that's something that's really being missed currently. Bollywood, of course, is a super powerful medium, but that doesn't always express very well the reality of what's going on. So it's like you have these super forward movies about people in Delhi, Mumbai, Bangalore who are having all this sexual freedom and job freedom, and they talk back to their parents and they do all this, they drink and they go to the clubs. And then you have these other movies that are about the villagers. Just say like gaon mein rehte hain aur bijli nahi aati gaon mein, and they're like people, really simple people, and there's some story behind their village and the simple life or something like that. So what about the middle class? Why isn't there anything about the normal people that kind of live in both of these worlds, where they wouldn't necessarily go out to a pub They're probably going to have an arranged marriage. They work a tech job, but every morning they wake up and they take a bath and they do their rituals for 30 minutes and they pray and they think about their ancestors and have a home-cooked meal from their mom that's sent in a tiffin and they go to their job. So why can't we see more about that? So I would say basically to sum up that the emerging middle class in India is something that there's just not really a lot out there about. There's not really being covered in the media. And I think we need to be conscious to learn more and focus more on that, because that's what people, a huge majority of Indian people's lives are really like. So, Chaliye, let's learn about Jamie Alter. One of our goals is to show the unknown aspects of Indian culture and find unique people and perspectives to highlight. Aur aaj main ek bahut khas mehman ke saath hoon, Jamie Alter. Welcome, Jamie.
Thank you very much for having me, Jessica. Look forward to our conversation, and I think we're going to have a fun time talking, because I think I like to talk a lot.
Yes, fantastic. So, funny story. A few years back, Abhishek, myself, and our kid were up at Chardukan in Mussoorie. And I believe that was the year that your dad, Tom Alter, passed away. Was that 2017?
That is right, yes.
Yeah. So we had, I think Abhishek had read an article or two about your dad, or had watched some videos and was just, you know, like remembering him. Obviously, he was a fan. Of course, it had showed like who his family was and some of those things. So your face was in his mind as he had seen a picture of you or something of that sort. And so here we are having tea and we look over and there's this lovely couple with an adorable kid. And Abhishek's like, I think that's Jamie Alter. And I said, really? He said, yeah, I think it is. And so here we're sitting there, and then, you know, we never said anything to you. And of course, I'm sure you were like totally engaged in your own stuff. But I regretted not saying hello to you. And then I later found you on YouTube and Instagram. Now, a few years later, actually a listener sent me one of your YouTube videos. So that's how I kind of got reconnected with you. I was like, wow, I wish that I would have connected with you in 2017.
You should have just walked over and said hi at that time, but yeah. It's funny how things work out. So.
Does that happen to you a lot, people coming up and introducing themselves to you?
It does, I'll be honest, a lot more now that I have a couple of YouTube channels going on.
Uh-huh.
But I think if you just divide India's population with the number of people who watch the show, there are going to be the odd person who does watch you on the metro or in the mall or such. It happens more in North India. I'm not sure exactly what the reason for that is, but yes, people ask me, are you Tom Alter's son? We really loved his work. We really miss him and stuff. So it's always nice to hear that from people.
I'm sure. So log aapko jante honge, but just in case, aapne baare mein thoda sa bataiye.
जी मैं मेरी पैदाइश हिंदुस्तान में हुई है. मेरी पूरी स्कूलिंग जो यहाँ यहीं पे हुई है, कुछ बॉम्बे में, कुछ एक बोर्डिंग स्कूल में, मसूरी जो है पहाड़ों में वहाँ पे हुई है. देन आई वेंट टू द यूएस फॉर कॉलेज. कॉलेज के बाद कुछ तकरीबन 18 महीना 20 महीने के लिए मैंने वहाँ जॉब किया फाइनेंस में. बॉस्टन शहर में है, ईस्ट कोस्ट में. कॉलेज तक तो सब ठीक था, एज इट हैपेंस व्हेन यू आर a little younger and you aren't sure exactly what you want to do. But kya hota hai ke when you realize that what you want to do is perhaps not what you studied for. So us waqt mere waise mera dil wahan nahi lag raha tha, to maine kaha chalo let's go back to India where you were born, where you're from, and see what you can do. So main 2005 mein wapas aaya. I became a sports writer, a sports journalist, aur 2005 se main yahi kar raha hu. Worked for various online publications in India. Dabbled in acting. I like to use the word dabbled because I wouldn't say I'm a full-fledged actor yet. I have a lot to still learn. But I'm at a very interesting phase in life where I'm doing the whole YouTube thing. Both with my own channel and with another channel called Fake It India, which is a satire show. I'm sure that will pop up in our discussions ahead of us. And then I had an Amazon show released recently in which I have a sizable role. So it's a very interesting phase in life.
Fantastic. I think, you know, a lot of people obviously, you know about your dad. Everyone knows Tom Alter. I mean, even just as I was preparing for this interview and talking to people in my community, people were like so excited and just going crazy. And that your dad has such a strong legacy. As your interest in acting is developing, you see there's a connection there. Has his career inspired you in your own journey, or is it something entirely different?
Very good couple of questions there. Going to the second part of your question, obviously when you're born into a family where there's an actor, you are exposed to films, to stage, to TV, to the arts at a very early age. So I would be lying if I said that at some point it did not impact me. Did I ever want to make acting a career, a profession? Iska jawab to mera bilkul nahi hoga. Kyunki I have seen the kind of, and I've said this before to people when they've asked me this question, this kind of drive, determination, perseverance, junoon jo chahiye aapko is bahut si tough in the industry mein. Bina kisi ke sifarish. And I'm talking about, look, when he came in the mid-70s, I mean, a white-skinned person, despite being born in India and having an Indian passport and speaking Hindustani so fluently, he was still a white person. And no one had ever even thought that this was this was possible. So having heard the stories and seen the kind of struggle, I knew from a young age that I didn't frankly have that drive. And even if I started to attempt it at a younger age, I wouldn't be doing it proper justice. Yes, I was inspired to do things. And from a young age, I think in grade 6, I wrote my first skit and I wrote sketches throughout middle school. In high school, I co-wrote and directed and acted in a play. So the arts plus jo hai shock, wo bilkul mere andar tha. But like I said, I didn't have it. I didn't have the drive to make a career out of it. It's very interesting that now that the success of this YouTube channel that I do, Fake It India, in which I play two characters, and then, of course, the Amazon show. All this has happened after the passing of my father. So you can understand the kind of emotions that bring up, right? Because you use the word legacy. And again, that's a question I get asked a lot. And it is a huge legacy, one which I don't think I'm really fit at this stage to properly carry forward. But whatever opportunities that come my way, I just try to give it my best and remember that, you know, it's your father was an actor for 40 odd years. He touched many, many people's lives, minds, hearts, souls. He has a lot of fans, a lot of well-wishers, a lot of people who still, you know, it's though he's been gone now for 2.5 years, people still remember him for for just the vast kind of work he did. So iske saath jo ek zimmedari aati hai, usko mujhe nibhana hai, main is kabil to nahi hu, main kahunga. I understand how I need to act and how I need to behave. And so it's a very interesting phase, the last 4 or 5 months when I've started, when I did this Amazon show, and now it's got very good reviews. So I'm just, like I said, I'm just sort of seeing what possibilities I have in this line. But by no means am I a full-time actor, not at all.
I hear you saying that you like honor your dad's legacy and what he was a part of, but you're also making that transition very carefully and with a lot of respect to him. You're making that transition from Tom Alter's son to Jamie Alter.
Right.
In the public view. You know, I'm already a fan. Abhishek and I have already gotten excited about some of the stuff that you're doing. So I want to ask a little bit about your unique identity as growing up as a white person in India. You hold an Indian passport. You are married to an Indian.
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah. You grew up here. You very much, I'm sure, identify and emote as an Indian, yet people may or may not recognize you as an Indian person as they look at you from the outside. I feel like one of your quotes in your Amazon series, Afsos, in your character that you've played is, "Rang gora hai, so aap videshi samajhte ho." I feel like that's a bit of a metaphor for your life, at least from my observation. And I would just love to hear like how you've dealt or struggled with that inner identity that you feel about yourself and the way that people perceive you from the outside. It's a very vague question, but I'll let you throw something at that.
It's not vague at all. In fact, this is something which, you know, the way I like to answer it is you have to see it in various phases, your age as well. I think when you're younger, you don't really know. And as you can imagine, the India of the 80s, especially the India of the 80s, in a lovely secluded wonderland called Landauer, tucked away in Missouri, which you've seen. You can imagine the 80s of that is different from the 80s of 2020, the year we're in now. So you have to see it through that lens, you know. In a sense, the initial maybe 5-6 years were, we could have been living in some mini America because in a boarding school at that time, there were a lot of international students. So, jo hamara milna julna tha, that was with international students.
Yeah.
You know, like we wore sneakers which had Velcro, we wore blue jeans, we wore red flannel shirts. We didn't have a school uniform. So in a sense, it was not the typical Indian growing up at that time. Mm-hmm. And even when we went to Bombay for a few years when my mother was teaching, even then I did not go to your traditional Indian school. I was in the American school where, again, there were more international students. So on the one hand, you have to live this life, but on the other hand, you are exposed to the real India. So I think for me, the first struggle was, yeah, at home we're speaking English. But then we have to pick up Hindi to speak with friends, to speak with domestic help, to speak with so many people. So I think the initial awakening for me was, yeah, do language to hame seekhna hai. Then obviously you get older, you realize that India has another 800 languages. Wo to aapki bas ki baat nahi hai. So then you get in a comfort zone where you pick up two languages. And then, you know, and then you're exposed to TV shows. I mean, in the 80s, there was only one state-run news channel, Doordarshan. So a lot of your uniqueness, your Indianness comes from watching shows like Mahabharat, Ramayana, Chitrahar, all those good shows back in the day, you know. So then that itself makes you realize that, hey, you know what, I like this. I understand what they're saying. So then you become very Indian through that. Then, of course, every 4 or 5 years, you go to the States in a summer break, and then you're with all your American white cousins and family. So then there's whole that part of it. It was a gradual realization that I'm going to stick out in India and I'm going to stick out in America. In America, I can get off the plane wherever I am and I can look like I'm from there. But the moment I open my mouth, people say, where are you from? You look American, but your language is something else. So I made peace with the fact that, beta, tum jahan bhi jaoge, log to aapko ghurte hi rahenge. And in the teenage years, there's a bit more of angst, more frustration. So
sure.
if people pass a comment, you tend to react in a different way. You can choose to ignore some things. Kabhi kabhi jab kuch log kuch zyada badtameez baat kehte hain, to aap bhi unko jawab dete ho. There were times when you have enough time to give a gali or two and then sprint off because you're younger and faster and nobody can catch you. There are times when you give something and then in later years, people actually give a jawab back to you. There are times when you get into heated arguments. Sometimes you get into fights. So it's all there. You have to sort of just take it as it comes. But yes, like I said, I am 100% Hindustani. Meri paidaish yahi ki hai. Look, I went to the US to try and see what could be done. I give it 6 odd years. It just never felt like home. So sab chhod chhad ke aa gaye wapas aur hum abhi yahi hain. 15 saal hone wala hai wapas aaye hue.
Bahut acha.
So, and even now, you know, and I understand. I mean, I keep saying this in my YouTube videos, jo main dikhta hu main hu nahi. A lot of the questions now are very friendly. Well, I know in many parts of India are burning right now for various issues. It has, in my experience, become a bit more tolerant when it involves me. I mean, I don't get as many nasty comments anymore. People are actually genuinely surprised to hear that I speak Hindi. So it's, like I said, it's just a phase of life where you have to just keep on taking it as it comes and just embrace it, because people are going to have questions for you. So I enjoy when people say, you know, aapki Hindi itni achhi kyun hai, aap kahan se aaye ho? So it's just now I just feel like I'm in a better space to engage with people and just say, you know, hey, you know what? You have a question? Chalo. Do you have 10 minutes? Let me explain my story to you. where that would not have been the case when I was 13, 14, 15. It's more like,
so much different. Now coming back to India, working here. So you've gotten married and you have a family here now.
I have a 5-year-old son.
Uh-huh.
5 going on 15. And so I got married 2012.
Uh-huh.
As you said at the start of the show, my wife is very much Indian. So we have chosen to make this our home in India.
Huh.
Here we are. And my son will, he is in fact 5th generation altar in India.
Hmm. As far as your kid and your wife, how do they react to some of these questions or maybe being in public with white Papa? I know for us, it's actually, I've never lived outside of white skin in my life. Like this is the only experience that I've ever had in India is being myself. And so for Abhishek, when we moved back here in 2016, that was one of his main concerns was how are people going to treat you and how am I going to be affected by that? So I think for him, it was actually more difficult because he had to make an adjustment of having so much attention and having people get really interested in us and in our kids and in just our lives. And so how has your wife reacted to people's comments or people's questions or attention? And I'm sure this is going to be gaining even more as people start to recognize you more and more as your work continues to gain popularity.
I think with regards to my wife, I think the first maybe the year or so and before we got married, she just kept saying, yeah, why is everyone staring at you? What are they looking at? You know, why are people so gurte? तो वो था ऐसे देखो अभी तो बहुत लंबा सफर है अभी छोड़ो लोग देखेंगे लोग बात करेंगे मुझे ज्यादा ऐसे इंपैक्ट नहीं होता बट या दैट वाज आई रिमेंबर दैट दैट वाज द फर्स्ट मेबी द ईयर ऑफ देन शी रियलाइज्ड हां ठीक है दिस इज गोना हैपन एंड नाउ इन फैक्ट व्हेन शी ऑफन सीज मी गोइंग थ्रू माय यूट्यूब कमेंट्स शी इज वेरी कीन टू सी हाउ मेनी आई हैव रिप्लाइड टू एंड वेदर आई एम डूइंग अ गुड जॉब ऑफ रिप्लाइंग टू एवरी सिंगल वन बिकॉज़ नाउ शी अंडरस्टैंड्स यू नो द यूनिकनेस ऑफ दिस होल सिचुएशन So I wouldn't say it's ever really bothered her as such, driven her to any kind of distraction or frustration. But yeah, there was that phase where, why don't they see you for what you are?
Right.
So, but that's only those who know me will understand, right?
Mm-hmm.
I totally understand when someone sees me on a local train in Bombay, all of a sudden pick up the phone and speak in Hindi. Log to do baar mudke dekhenge. So it's totally normal. And then she understood that soon enough. With my son, look, he's only 5, so he doesn't really understand what's ahead of him. But as parents, we have made sure that he's equally fluent in English and Hindi. Hindi is still a work in progress for him, but he's only 5, so he'll get there. And look, I keep saying with a lot of happiness that at least he is not as pale white as I am, you know. So he's got this lovely caramel colored skin, so. I keep telling my wife, like, it's good. He's not going to get stared at so much as it's been. Huh. But yes, there will come a time when he will stand out among the crowd based on his looks, and we'll cross these hurdles whenever we get there. Honestly, I said, he's 5, and he's not really aware of black, brown, white,
right,
yellow, whatever name and color we've slapped on to people. Since the dawn of time, he's not really aware of that, so right. Which is good. We'll see.
Right.
We'll see.
Right. And I feel like some of those are fading anyway. I know, especially in the more like global culture, you know, when you go to the US, when you go to a more diverse country, you know, you do you, I'm doing me, and whatever your choices are, that's you, and whatever, whoever you married, whatever your life is, that's you. And I think people think it's almost cool to be multicultural. And here in India, however, as we know, like, you know, people want a category to put you in, people want a box to put you in. Doctor ho, aap engineer ho, advocate ho, aap kahan se ho, kahan rehte ho, kitne bache hain. It's like there's these very black and white answers and these categories. And so I wonder just how have you resisted or how have you kind of dealt with people's desire to put you into a category?
I would say a bit of both. resist to the extent that, you know, you just don't want to get involved in a certain discussion because you know that certain people have a certain mindset, and it's while you can try and change it, you know, it's just not worth with XYZ person. Mm-hmm. Accept it also, yes, because you sort of know, obviously, you know, as I said, from the teenage years or when you sort of realize, okay, now this is what I am, and you can set goals, but you're not going to deviate too far from who you are. Mm. So there are, I think now in the age of social media, you're drawn more to reply in 140 characters, be it on Twitter or on YouTube. You know, you have, there are times when you want to set the record straight and, no, I'm actually not what you're, forget what you're questioning. I'm not what you're claiming I am. So it's, you have to choose your battles very, very wisely. Where do you want to get into a full-blown discussion about, no, hang on, you know, I'm like, for example, I get put in this Anglo-Indian box a lot. I'm saying, I'm not Anglo-Indian. When you're saying Anglo-Indian, I get how in your mind you're using the term. But uska matlab jo hai, main us category mein bilkul aata nahi hoon. But I can see why you're joining those two words and labeling it on me. So that's one thing which I've really struggled with over the years. And there are times when you'd be like, "Are pagal hai kya?" But then now you're like, "Chalo, chodo." And then you mature a lot. But every now and then you see a comment. And like I said, it's not the comment when they're asking. It's when they're saying, "Are yaar, ye to Anglo-Indians community ke ek misal hai. Inko Anglo-Indian community ke liye Lok Sabha mein jana chahiye." I'm like, hang on. I'm not Anglo-Indian. I understand exactly where your concern is coming from, but I don't represent that minority. So things like this are the ones where, I'll be very honest, where you often struggle with. But and then again, if somebody says something which is out of line, it's your duty to correct them and say, "Ke nahi bhai, nahi boss, ye nahi hai, main ye hoon." So I know the questions are never going to stop, but I think through social media, that's really helped people to understand, okay, you know what, this guy's not he's not a British leftover, you know. He's not an Anglo-Indian, because then your work starts to speak for yourself, right? You cover sports, you cover cricket for 15 years for big websites, for big companies. Your work starts to get known. People, okay, you know, this guy knows a bit more. There's a certain flavor to his writing which shows that he's not just a white guy who landed in India last month. He actually has an opinion which is well-grounded. He knows the local. Sometimes, intentionally, you also drop a nuance here and there in your writing to show ke haan, mujhe thoda zyada maloom hai Indian sports scene ke baare mein. And then, of course, you do Amazon shows, you do YouTube shows. People see you talk in Hindi day in, day out. You know, they realize, okay, this guy is not faking and this is not lip sync. This guy speaks Hindi. He's one of us. So it's a really fascinating time to be living in India.
Yeah, definitely. I really appreciate you clarifying that and like taking up that fight, because I think that people need to stop thinking in such rigid categories. And I think you're a really great example of a person who could be like misunderstood a lot just by the way you look or people's assumptions. So yeah, I know that it is probably could be very frustrating sometimes, but I appreciate that you're breaking down barriers. I mean, even much like your dad did, you know, he broke down so many barriers. He created his own category almost. I mean, how many people can say that? So I see you like going down a similar road and creating your own categories, and I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yeah. So speaking of dialogues and log poochte rehte hain aapse ki aap kahan se ho, aap kya karte ho, aap. I was really impressed on your recent project, Afsos, which is your Amazon original show. Your dialogues are amazing. You had flawless delivery, and we really, really enjoyed the show.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. I will say, you know, it's a different kind of show. Not gaane wala show nahi hai. It's like what people will say, but like art film. Would it fall into that category? Art show?
Yeah, it's definitely a niche subject, something which has not been explored too on TV, and I knew from the time the writers first approached me that ye kuch hatke hone wala hai. So I think I'm very happy with the way it's turned out. Not everyone's cup of tea. Bahut log kehte hain ye kuch samajh mein nahi aaya. But again, that's a big risk which the writers and the makers took. I think, and overall, the risk has really paid off. So the feedback overall has been very good. So
yeah. It feels nice. Yeah, I will say, just to be a responsible podcast host, that, you know, the show, which we loved, it was kind of creepy and morbid, but also funny. But I have to be a responsible podcast host and say that there are some triggers there. If anyone has like serious depression or anxiety, like you said, it's probably not a cup of tea, probably not a good show for them. And it can be dark. However, if you like shows that challenge you to look a little differently at a subject and can be, challenge cultural norms, tell a different story from a different perspective, and take humor and light in really serious situation, then I think Afsos is great. Even if you don't care anything about that dark humor, you have to watch it just to see Jamie deliver his lines and be this like really classy villain, but like mysterious, and it's super fun.
Thank you.
So what other projects are you working on right now?
A couple other scripts in the pipeline. Can't say a whole lot about them for certain reasons, but hopefully the next 6-8 months should keep me fairly busy. And then, as you know, I do that weekly satire show called Fake It India. So that keeps me busy. And I do a couple other video shows here and there. But yeah, look, I quit my job full time in September last year. Just to sort of see how far I could take this anchoring / acting gig. I gave myself a year to see what I could do before that proverbial train leaves the station. I said, let's see, because the acting ka kira to tha hi hamesa andar se. And after doing the same thing for 15-odd years, I said, chalo, let's try and find something different, which keeps you creative. But again, you have to be grounded. You can't assume that. Okay. Oh, I'm going to just jump into this and I'm going to get, my phone's going to be ringing off the hook. Aise koi baat nahi. You have to be very patient. Because I'm not based in Bombay, which is, as you know, is the film and entertainment capital of this country. I'm still in Noida. I'm not part of that acting world, that cinematic world in Bombay as such. So I have to sort of make contacts, speak to people. But it's I keep saying it's a very interesting phase, because you never know where it's going to go to.
We're excited to see you coming up, and
thank you.
And we want to, you know, push your stuff out there, because I think your story is super unique, and we just love seeing you in action and just hearing more about your story, learning more about, like, in some ways I can relate to you, even though I have only been in and out of India for like 14 years. So some of my formational, like early 20s was here. My childhood is in the US. But, you know, when I hear songs like Dil Se Re and some of the 90s music and all this, I feel so emotional. I feel so connected. I feel like this is my stuff. And I feel that way about some American things as well. Like, you know, when I hear the Spice Girls, I think about my junior high days and all that. But when I, you know, it hit me like last summer when I was at a concert. It was, I think, Shankar Mahadevan and Shreya Ghoshal, Farhan Akhtar, I think. I was standing there in a crowd of about, you know, 30,000 other people, and we're all singing, you know, all of these old Bollywood tunes. And I was, you know, had my arm around my sister-in-law, and we're swinging back and forth, and it's the time to disco. And I just realized, I just feel so at home with all of these things. And this is something weird about this, because, you know, I do feel at home in amongst Americans too, but I also feel very at home amongst Indians. But again, people look at me and they think maybe I got off the plane 2 days ago, until I start speaking with them and they say, "Arey, aapne Indian se shaadi ki hai? Aapka kitna saal ho gaya yahan par? Aapke do bache hain. Aap Hindi kaise seekh gaye?" And that little bit of irritation that I feel, I can only imagine is magnified 500-fold for you, because you actually are Indian. You hold an Indian passport, but yet your story is so much more complex. So I really wanted to get into that with you. I think we covered that. So
your situation is also so amazingly unique. I mean, I hear you speak Hindi, and it is so good. It is so authentic. I heard you speak to your young child also. So I'm saying that you have, it's proof and it's testament to how you have embraced India and the Indian side in you. And also, you know, you spoke about the 90s. I mean, the fact that you have an era where you can go back to and you can relate instantly, I think really speaks of your uniqueness and your Indianness as well. And I hope there are more people like you out there and me out there, because, you know, we can really help in bringing this world together in some mm-hmm. small way where, you know, at the drop of a hat, there's conceptions are formed and there's prejudices and there's, like you said, boxes and compartments. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of it falls on the shoulders of people like you and I, mm-hmm. and our kids in the years to come, to really be a wave the flag and say, hey, well, you know, it is okay to be multicultural. We need more people being multicultural. Accept people, don't judge people. Without getting too deep into it, I mean, I'm saying, I think you know exactly what I'm talking about. So
definitely,
it's great.
Yeah. How can people find you online? You have your YouTube channel. You're on Instagram. Where can people find out about you?
Twitter. YouTube is a very easy thing. Just go into YouTube and type Jamie Alter, or if you type James Alter, my channel will show up there. I try to do 2-3 shows a week, and I have made a conscious decision to make my video shows based on the suggestions, questions, comments that people post on the videos, because I know that a lot of people have questions. Be it around me, my father, my lineage, my job, my hobbies. You know, people... When people are showing a genuine interest, you know, I it is my duty to try and respond to as many of those questions and comments. So if our listeners here on this podcast want to hop over to my YouTube channel, you can do that. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram. Just search for Jamie Alter. Sometimes there's a dot in the middle of the Instagram. I can't remember right now what it is. But if you search for Jamie Alter, you will find me. It will not take long. Wahan jaiye, video dekhiye, post comments, you know. Well, whatever you want to ask, I will do my best to try and, if not directly comment on that page, I will. You may even find I do a video based on your questions too. So always happy
super.
To help people.
Yeah. So hit us up on Instagram, on Twitter, and hit up Jamie. It's Jamie, and last name Alter, Alter. Make sure also to watch Afsos on Amazon Video, and that's AFSOS. Of course, all the Indians know how to spell that, but anyone that is not quite sure how to spell Afsos, there you go. Yeah, we would love to hear from you if you related to anything in this episode, if you want to know more about Jamie, if you want to know more about cross-cultural relationships and just the territory that we've navigated. Yeah, let us know. Write us comment, write us a review on the podcast. This is the kind of territory we're all navigating together. So yeah, thanks so much, Jamie. I really appreciate you coming on the podcast, this episode, and I think it was just such a worthwhile time. I can't wait to share this with the world.
Thank you, Jessica. It's been a real pleasure. I'm glad we got the chance to talk, and hopefully people out there can listen, understand a bit more about us, and just like I said, ask us questions anytime, whatever you have. I'm very happy to engage with people. Thank you so much.
Sweet. Chaliye, take care.
So let's talk about Hindi. Many of you will remember episode 12, where I interviewed John Ryder with HindiUnlocked.com. I want to let you know some new developments that are going on. I know a lot of you are interested in learning Hindi, but maybe you've struggled with traditional learning methods, or you just don't know exactly where to start. With Hindi Unlocked, it's John's passion to make sure that Hindi is easy, effective, and accurate. John is doing a 30-day Hindi challenge with his methods. Learn a bit of Hindi every single day. So go on his site, HindiUnlocked.com, sign up, join us in your journey of learning Hindi. The 30-day challenge is free. John also has a number of courses on HindiUnlocked.com. that you can sign up for. And for listeners of the Invisible India podcast, he's offering a 10% discount on any course. So go ahead and use the code INVISIBLEINDIA for a 10% discount. Keep an eye out on his social media, Instagram, Twitter, because he's going to be creating a new community around Hindi learning in the coming months, and followers will get special access and discounts. So you don't want to miss that. And I can personally vouch for John and his method, and I know several people who have done the program. You all know how I feel about the Hindi language and how much learning Hindi has changed my life. We have Jamie Alter as an incredible example of somebody who, being deeply rooted in Indian culture, being natively fluent in Hindi, has taken his life and his career in different directions. So I hope that you're as inspired as I am by Jamie. Go ahead and check out Hindi Unlocked. Check out episode number 12 if you want to learn more about the method, learn about learning Hindi. Thanks for listening so much. Chaliye, baad mein milte hain.